The following program is brought to you by the Humble Farmer Bed and Breakfast in St. George, Maine. Thank you for listening. Did you know that some people don't like wind generators? You see these wind generators all over in Germany and Denmark, especially right there by the water. But a lot of people in this country say that wind generators are ugly. Isn't ugly a relative term? You don't hear people in Europe calling wind generators ugly. How can we make these wind generator things more acceptable to the American public? My old next-door neighbor, Gramp Wiley, says there would be no problem with wind generators in this country if Bank of America and McDonald's could put advertising signs on them.
Hi there, this is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking to me. Watch out for those snapping sparks. Everybody cozy? Now the good news is that you're in time for the humble farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. So stay right there and listen to the best of this kind of music.
Django here on the Humble Farmer. Let me turn this fan off. I have to have the fan going here, but I don't have to have you hear the thing growling. You know, that it makes a difference. You can determine what you hear on the radio. Did you know that? Irvin wrote to me and he said, "More Django." He said, "You are certifiably insane, but I love what you do. More Django." So today we're going to play more Django. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Do you laugh when you see trucks coming down the road with oversized load written on them? You know what I'm talking about here. There's something hanging out of both sides of the truck, you know, like a big piece of machinery or a half section of one of those manufactured houses. That's where, here's the way this this system works. You're driving along on the highway. All of a sudden, you see this huge truck coming toward you with something hanging off each side of it. And you say to yourself, "My word, what in the world is this in the middle of the road?" And 5 or 10 seconds after that, you see a little car in front of this thing carrying a sign that says, "Warning, oversized load." Thank you. Django and Father High. Oh, what am I talking about here? I'm not getting anything right here today. Joe Venuti, of course, in Father Hines. Here on The Humble Farmer, let's hope I can get through this here today. Why did you go to college? I'll put it in your hands. Ask, let you run things here. Why did you go to college where you did? What was it that made you choose to go to Potsdam instead of Fredonia? Did I tell you about, I think it was Paul who told me why he went to Stanford instead of Harvard? Harvard, listen to this. Harvard sent Paul pictures of ice on the bend in the Charles River. Stanford sent him a picture of girls in bikinis at Lake Lagunita. Paul said that it was an easy decision. I think that was Django here on The Humble Farmer. With any luck at all, I'm here every week at this time playing old-fashioned music just for you right here on your favorite radio station. I'm thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Irvin mentioned that he liked Django, so today we are playing Django. Tell me what you like. If I like it, and if I have it, I'm very likely to play it for you, too. One day, I got to tell you this, one day when we were talking with friends, I chanced to mention that my wife does not get as tired as I do. My wife looked at me and said, "No one gets as tired as you do." kabidi boom. Ghana. Ghana here on the Humble Farmer. That's Errol Ghana, of course. I read somewhere that you always eat more when you have company. Is this true? You might believe that, and you might not believe that. And your opinion, listen to this, your opinion probably depends on where you were born and brought up. Anyone brought up on a farm on the coast of Maine is very likely to believe that you always eat more and you eat faster when you have company. That's why a Maine farmer always keeps at least 2 pigs. Django here on the Humble Farmer. If you've watched my television program, which is the music that you hear on this program with pictures on top of it, if you've watched my television program, you might notice that when I show a film of a dog, I have little letters on the screen beneath the dog, and the letters say, "Real dog, not a paid actor." What do you think of these letters you always see on the screen that say, "Real person, not a paid actor"? What do you think of that? Don't you think it's very important for my audience to know that Doggy is chasing the stick of his own free will and has not been trained and remunerated to do so? Thank you.
Thank you.
God, Scott Hamilton, what a lyrical player. I just think in listening to him, seems to me his father told me one time that Scott started playing harmonica. Can you imagine Scott Hamilton playing harmonica? I could be wrong on that, but that seems to me that's what his father said one time. You're listening, of course, to The Humble Farmer. With any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time right here on your favorite station. Thank you for listening. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you today. We're playing a lot of Django for Irvin. He said, oh, play more Django. When you wake, humble farmer question, no things considered here. When you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining and the birds are singing, what one thing, more than anything, makes you glad to be alive? A cup of coffee so you can get through the day. Django. At my age, multitasking, you might not believe this, but at my age, multitasking is necessary because I have so much to do. For me, multitasking is taking a nap while I have an ice pack on my knee. I didn't realize that I was really getting along until I went to the doctor and was given this little form to fill out, you know, in the waiting room. On the bottom of the form, it said, cause of death.
What I do, da-da-do. Mm-hmm.
another ninth there, two in a row. Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer. You know, with any luck at all, I have to say that because we're not sure of anything. With any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time right here on your favorite radio station. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you used to teach school, you know that not everything about being a school teacher is something you like to think about. If you have ever taught school, you know that it has its bad moments. Let me give you an example. You knew I was going to. I'll give you an example, and then you tell me if anything like this has ever happened to you. You are pushing a shopping cart through your favorite grocery store when a hunchbacked old woman comes teetering and tottering up to you and says, "Hello, Mr. Skoglund. I'd like you to meet my youngest granddaughter, Alice. Alice, you know, oh, she's great. Alice is doing postdoc in linguistics at MIT. You know, I've told Alice so many, many times how much I enjoyed having you as my third grade teacher." Django Reinhardt here on The Humble Farmer. Do you notice things that some of your friends might not see or might not be aware of? Have you ever been in a place where they had postcards from all over the world, you know, posted up on the wall? It might have been your favorite restaurant or in your doctor's office. I want you to take a good look at those postcards the next time you're in there, and you will see cards from Warsaw, London, the Virgin Islands, Peru, Singapore, Rome, Smergen, Vigeland, in Key West. I would like to call your attention to this. I would like you to notice that nobody, but nobody, has ever sent a postcard boasting that they just spent a weekend camping in Machias. Original ending that. You've heard people say about one of your neighbors, look at him, ain't he some old peculiar? Now, because you're probably smarter than some of your neighbors, maybe most of your neighbors, you know that being peculiar might only mean that you're a bit smarter than your neighbors. Yes, you're probably one of these people we're talking about here. So you know what I'm saying. Yes, and you knew I was going to give you an example. Here it is. Mr. Dalrymple, who was 95 or so years old the last time I looked, Mr. Dalrymple doesn't wear a belt. Mr. Dalrymple, listen to this, Mr. Dalrymple holds up his pants with a fathom or so of potwarp. You know, the rope that they attach to lobster traps, potwarp. If you saw an old man running about with a fathom of potwarp for a belt, wrapped around his waist, would you say he was peculiar? No, he isn't. At 95, he's managed to adapt to these modern times better than anyone I know. Mr. Dalrymple says that when he wears L.L. Bean suspenders or a belt, he has to take them off when he goes through the metal detectors at airports. Now, no one hassles him, and he walks right through.
left me crying. After you gone, there's no denying. You seem blue, you feel sad. Mr. Bandler never had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, baby. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine. You want me only after you've gone. Oh, there's that do 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 do.
Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer. I think I got time for one more comment here. Can you speak sign language? When I was 21 years of age, I had a deaf friend. So I learned how to speak in sign language, and I used to be pretty good at it. Like a lot of deaf people, you might know this, like a lot of deaf people, my friend could read lips. And he knew what girls were whispering to each other across the room, because that made him like Mel Gibson in that movie where he could hear what women were thinking. That was 60 years ago, so of course I'm not very good at signing now. I've forgotten most of it. But last summer, some friends were visiting, and the son, who works at a museum in Norway, the son could talk sign language. We were sitting around our dining room table where his mother, whose name is Fane, was telling a story at the same time that he and I were going at each other with sign language. And at last, Fane scowled at us and said, "Will you two please be quiet while I'm talking?"